Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio Broadcast. We are excited today. We're always excited when it comes to having the opportunity to share the Word of God and to hear the testimonies of those who have come through some struggles, who are overcomers, and that's what we're looking at today. We're talking about overcomers because we know that the Word of God said that they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and so we're excited about that. We are so excited, and I am so, listen, you can tell, y'all know I get really excited, but I really get excited when I hear my sister, Pastor Angela Smith, Lovey. We love you. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, praise the Lord. I'm so honored that you brought me on. It's always good to do radio with you. I miss you. I'm excited, too. I was excited from the time that I was at work. I was like, why am I so excited?
Because you know how we do. We get on here. We cut up. We get excited. We praise the Lord. We do all kinds of stuff. And so it's
that's
all
right,
to glorify God. So.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes. Amen. So
amen.
I just wanted today, I just want to, because the Lord has really been talking to me about a lot of things that's going on in the world that we're living in. Some of the things that we're talking about, that we're dealing with, is the fact that the people of God, some of the people of God, their minds are being attacked. They're under attack.
Yes.
You know, a lot of them, it comes from, you know, not being completely or totally healed from some things that they may have experienced from a long time ago. And, you know, that thing goes all the way down to the bloodline, not just the generational curse, but it goes all the way down to the bloodline.
Right.
And I know just you and I, just being, you know, being sisters, it's like we were born together, you know what I mean? Because we just clicked, you know,
amen.
And we know that that's the power of the Holy Ghost. But I wanted to just have you come on and just share some things because I know that, you know, just hearing your testimony and God has delivered you for some things and brought you out of some things, and he
Amen.
Has placed you with a mantle, you know, as an apostle in this hour where your voice, you have a very powerful voice for the glory, to give God glory, you know, and to share your testimony. And so that is so awesome. And so today I want you to just, you know, encourage some people. I'm going to ask you just a few things, but right now I'm going to open up with a word of prayer, and then we're just going to jump right on in there.
Amen.
Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
for this time. We thank you, hallelujah. Yes, God,
hallelujah.
We give you glory,
hallelujah.
We give you honor, and we give you praise, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are, Father God, that you are our King of Kings, and that
hallelujah.
You are Lord of Lords. We thank you, Father God, that it is because of you. It's because of what you did on the cross. It's because
hallelujah.
Of your death, your burial, and your resurrection that we are able to say that we are overcomers, because you carried everything that
hallelujah.
We have went through and going through and will go through on the cross, but we know that we are walking in victory and we are not defeated. We declare victory over every person over the lives today, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that you can do all things but fail. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Oh, cover the airways, Father God. We bind every distraction, every hindrance that may try to come our way, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that your blood has sealed it and it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Lovey,
hallelujah.
I just want you to go ahead and tell the callers a little bit of, you know, something about yourself. We have like 30 minutes, but you know we can get in there and get going. And so
yes,
I want
girl.
You to get on in there and tell the callers a little bit about yourself, and then I'm just going to ask you just a few questions. And so the
no
floor
problem.
Is yours.
Amen. Well, it's an honor and a privilege to be here tonight, and truly God is good. I want to just share from my childhood. You just said that there's generational curses. The enemy knows who you are from the beginning, and my childhood was a rough childhood, and I was molested and more than once, and by family members, and I had a hard life from the beginning. But God is so awesome; He can deliver. You know that generational thing, that because it happened to other family members, and it just goes down and down. And then I was an alcoholic because I felt alone and abandoned. You can be in the midst of people, and you can still feel alone and abandoned. And I felt that way, and I always was looking for love in all the wrong places. I was not a woman that would go from man to man, but I would pick this particular person. Like, if I'm married to him, and he would become my God. When I said become my God, I would pour everything into him, and I would, what should I say, because I wanted to be loved, and I wanted to be accepted. I would then treat a man like a God, and God had to deliver me from that. It's good to treat your man good. It's good to be there for them, but God must be first. And I had to learn that. And in the process of learning, I lost a lot. Because Lovey can tell you that my story, I have so much to share, and a half an hour won't do it. The things that God has done for me and brought me out would take a book, I guess, I would say. But one of the things that I want to tell you and to share with you is never put a human being on a pedestal and put them before God, because God Amen. Is a jealous God. He's truly a jealous mm-hmm. God. So we have to condition our minds, and what should I say, when we are beginning to put people on pedestals and doing things for them that's contrary to the will and the purpose of God. Amen? All right.
Amen.
I was married more than once, as I said, because I was looking for love in all the wrong places. So what happened is that God had to sever some relationships. You might say, well, you were married. But sometimes we marry the wrong person because we're so quick to want to be with somebody. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back to me being an alcoholic. I was an alcoholic because my husband wasn't treating me right. He was not godly, and I was not myself being godly because God was not first. So I felt lonely within a marriage, all right? Remember when I said I was abused when I was young? So now I had a hole in my stomach, a hole in my heart, and who knows that only God can fill that hole. So now I'm putting everything into this man. He was cheating. My husband was cheating. He was abusive. All kinds of things he was doing. And I still was trying to keep my marriage together because, you know, sometimes we get to a place where we don't want people to look down on us or say, you know, a divorce is stigma in the Christian society, in the world society. It's a stigma. So what I did is that I continued to stay in an abusive relationship because I wanted not to look bad. What happened, I had to divorce because now the abuse was pouring down on my child. Okay, now my husband, he was a good man, except when he was drinking or smoking weed, he would then change. So what happened is that I had to get out of that relationship. When you are in a relationship that's abusive, it lowers your self-esteem, it pulls you down. So, okay, I got in the marriage broken already. So now I'm with somebody who even making me feel even more broken because I wasn't delivered from my past pain, my past hurt. My mother came to America and left us. So now I'm feeling like I was molested, I was abandoned. So now I'm putting everything into this man. And what happened is that now God has to sever it. Why? Because I knew better. I was brought up in the church, so I knew that any man that was taking me out the will of God to do things other than what God wants me to do, God would be jealous. So what happened is that my husband, one day, this is what happened. He dragged me up the stairs by my hair, lovely. I had $500, right? And he took the money and he ripped it up, dragged me up the stairs, and when my daughter said something, he snapped and he was going to hit her, but he pulled back. So I had to say, listen, enough. I had to get out that marriage, all right? So after I got out that marriage, I got into a relationship that didn't work. There's so much to say that didn't work. Because, again, I was still broken. My mind wasn't transformed. My heart was still, there was still a hole in my heart. So you can go from relationship to relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can still not be whole. Only Jesus Christ can heal you. So check this. After that relationship, I stayed by myself a little bit. Then I got involved with my son's father. So now I got married to him because I believe in marriage. I do. But you have to marry the right person. And again, because I had that stigma of going after the wrong man, come on now, and that the abuse continues. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but women that get abused tend to continue that cycle. All right?
Right.
That cycle. And that was an abusive relationship where he cheated, the same thing. Don't matter what you do to a man, and if he's not right towards God, if he's not a God lover, and if he doesn't love you like Christ loved the church, he mm-hmm. will continue that cycle, or you will continue that cycle of picking the wrong man. Here we go again. And that cycle of not being able for my heart to be healed because I'm in this relationship where a man doesn't know God. God's word is true. Do not get entangled. Don't be entangled with a yoke of bondage. It says don't be unequally yoked. God's word is so true, and we got to really know that God is word. I'm persuaded now that God's word is true. So again, check this out. So now I'm in this relationship again. I have to divorce again now. Young people, you got to divorce now. So I'm like, oh, my God. My life is full of sex, of mess and junk, picking the wrong man, marrying the wrong man, because no man can fill the void. Check this out, though. After all that, I had an encounter with Jesus. See, you have to have a true encounter with Jesus. You can profess to be a Christian. You can sing songs. You can go through the formalities of praising God and hallelujah. And you can even mm-hmm. speak in your foreign towns if you choose. But if you have not had an encounter with Jesus, there was no real change. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. After all that, I became, an alcoholic, not being a fit mother for my children for one full year because I was not healed. But then Jesus, I was suicidal. Again, from my past, not getting healed, not knowing, having nobody to talk to after I've been through all those bad marriages, I had nobody, but I didn't know that I had Jesus. So a night, as I shared with Lovey, I was in my room and I was I really was looking at, I was viewing myself as my, seeing my past, crying, saying, I cannot do this. This life is too hard. I said, God, I need your help. I remember it like yesterday. God, I need your help. I know that you are real. I know that you're able. But God, when is it going to be my turn? And I said, mm-hmm. I can't take it, God. Only my children can help me to see things. What should I say? To want to live. So I'm living for my children now. Okay? So God, in his infinite wisdom and his love for us, God loves us. He showed up.
Yes,
I don't know if it was an angel. It doesn't matter who it was, but I felt a presence in my room, Lovey. Like you came into my room to love on me, and I sat there, and it seemed like someone held me and hold me and was ministering to me and telling me that my life has value. I'm a valuable person, and just I have a plan for you. I have a future for you. You are going to lead people to me. And he just ministered, mm-hmm. and I had that encounter that I will never forget. And Lovely, I never felt so loved in my entire life. Okay?
Awesome.
Remember, people try, I was looking for love and all the wrong things. I've never encountered love like this. See, you can have physical love, but until you mm-hmm. get with people who love God, you'll not experience true love. I realized that. Okay, now, listen. Because of my, I'm going to finish up as quickly as possible, Lovey, in 2 minutes so that you can ask what you need to ask. But I just want to get this point across because, you know, we are overcomers and we are more than conquerors. So as God ministered to me and he took some things out of me and he took out, I don't know what it was, but I knew that I was a new person. I was changed because like Paul, when he had that encounter with Jesus, I knew things were going to be changed. Listen, God said to me, daughter, I have this plan for you. I know that you've been through, but I'm going to be with you through this. I was almost homeless. I was about to be evicted. Come on, somebody. God is good. I didn't have food for my children. We were actually, listen to me, lovey, we were actually drinking because, remember, I was with nobody, and I had nothing at that time because I had to leave and move forward in my life, okay, because of things and incidents that happened. So now we are almost homeless. So God, after he touched me, he says, I'm going to give you a place. I'm going to make sure, because I had signed up for Section 8. He said, I'm going to give you a place. I'm going to give you a job because I was jobless. Come on, somebody. And God, in the 1 week, listen to me, lovely, in 1 week, right, a Section 8 person called me from, it was a far distance, but you know you can travel with your Section 8. They gave me Section 8. Then I went to apply for a job. I didn't fill an application. I got the job that I am in now, lovey. And I grew from one thing to another, making $8 an hour. Ain't nobody's business what I'm making now, but it's really way more than that. But what I'm trying to say is that after that encounter with Jesus, after he fixed me, let me tell you something. He says, I'm going to call you minister. I became a minister, right? I became a minister, but he has better plans for me in the near, because of that encounter with him and my change of mind, change of heart. I began to study the word. I began to fall in love with God more. He began to visit me more. We began to have that relationship and that bond. Come on. It was so to the point that God had to tell me, daughter, you have to come back to earth because you're no earthly good, because I was so in love and he just loved on me and healed me and delivered me. I didn't need AA or AAA. I got Jesus Christ, and he brought me through. After that, he promised me a house, lovey. After that, he promised me a Lexus. No, listen to me. It's not because I was great, but because when you're obedient, when you're healed and obedient, hallelujah, when you do it God's way, he will bless you. His word, I'm persuaded that God's word is true. When you seek ye first the kingdom and all its righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. You don't have to seek things. Things will seek you out as you're going forth in the Lord to do the will of God. So, broken people, Jesus can put you back together. If you carry pain and hurt from your past, if you feel that you can't make it, God can fix it. He has everything that you need and want.
He does. He does.
Amen.
Amen. That is an awesome testimony. And that's what, you know, that's what the people need to know, you know, and so many, the thing of it is there's a lot of people who are in the body of Christ, who are walking around and we're still not healed, but yet we're trying to minister. And God is still saying, and he's saying, let me minister to you, because if we're still broken inside and we're trying to minister to other people and we refuse to let God to minister to us, we're basically ministering out of our emotions. And so God
wants
to heal his people in this hour, because there's so many people who need to know that are not saved, and there's so many people who have gone astray. There's a lot of people who have walked away from the church because the church is not, we're not doing what we're supposed to do in certain areas. We won't talk about the topic of, you know, being mentally disturbed. We won't talk about what happened to that because we're scared and we're tiptoeing around issues. We won't talk about, you know, homosexuality. We know it's wrong. We know it's not of God, but we won't talk about that. You know, we talk about it in secret, but we won't talk it out. We won't talk about it to a point where we can lead people to a place of healing and to a place of repentance, because we're so busy bashing people. But when we look at it, if we truly look at ourselves, our stuff stinks just like everybody else's. And the same way that God healed us and delivered us and brought us from that, you know, that thing, like you were drinking and you were dealing with the abuse kind of thing, you know, that thing messes with your mind and people don't realize that. The same way God healed and he delivered and healed us, he can do the same thing for others. But we have got to, you know, talk about those things and let the people know that, hey, Jesus is still in control. God is still in control, that God can heal you if you want to be healed. He can deliver you. We are overcomers. Why? Because Jesus said we are by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so whatever it is, yes, whatever it is that we go through, you know, we can't keep sweeping things under the rug, tiptoeing around stuff and, you know, preaching about what we want to preach about. When God said, look, I got these people over here that's been through some things, who want to come out, but they don't know how to come out because, you know, my people in the church, they're so church, you know, that they're being judgmental and they're forgetting all about the love. What about the love of God? It's the love of God that saved us, and it's the same love of God that can save
them. We
have to give it to others, and now is the time. It is so critical. I mean, it is so critical, and we're talking about it, you know, that these are the times that, you know, the sign of the times and things are changing and God is doing a shift. God has already been doing a shift, and some of us has missed the shift. We're just trying to catch up now. But, you know, because our eyes and our ears weren't open completely to what God is doing. But now that we are seeing, you know, people are walking around with guns and things like that, you know, and, you know, it's too many crazy folks out here to be just giving everybody a gun. I'm just going to put it on out there. You know, everybody is not meant to have a gun on them. Everybody's not meant to have a weapon on them because they're not stable mentally to have a weapon on them. You know, so I want you, Lovey, in this last few minutes, I want you to let the people know how they can get in touch with you on Facebook, because I know just from being in ministry with you that you have an awesome ministry. The Lord has allowed you to have an awesome ministry. I want you to tell them about your church, you know, the place where you go worship, where they can come worship at if they're in that area. And I'm still waiting on your transcript. I'm still waiting on your book. I haven't forgotten now. I just want to let you know. I am waiting. So.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm waiting, but I want you to let the people.
I got a beating last night, and now you. I knew it. Oh my goodness, I know you. Anyhow, nevertheless, I'm not stopping working on the book.
Okay.
I have some issues, but we'll talk about that. But I'm working on it. Okay.
Amen.
God already come fix me and tell me to get on it. But this is one thing that you. And I want to just say to everyone, and I'm gonna. Make my you can reach me known on Facebook. Just Angela Smith. You can just put in Angela Smith, and if you are in the area, I worship in Brockton, and it's 205 East Ashland Street, Brockton, Mass. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I get with Lovey, I lost my senses. But
me too.
Because then you got to put me out there. You know about the book and everything. Got you all tongue tied. But I want to really say this before we go. You're so right. There's so many broken people in the body of Christ. They're hurting. Mm-hmm. And then they're ashamed of same things that they deal with because we're so judgmental. But so if we can just open up our hearts and remember where we came from. I was a drunk and a suicidal, I was oppressed and depressed. So I love on people because I remember that I needed somebody to come and minister to me, and only God did it. So I want to be, what should I say, an instrument to love on people. If you're homosexual and you know it's wrong, but you don't have to love the sin, but you must love the sinner.
You got to love the person. Right.
You can't judge and not that. Remember, these things are spirit. And what happens is that if a young man or a young girl are molested or they're treated badly, sometimes things occur. I could say, well, I don't want a man because men treat me like dirt. But because I know Jesus, because I don't go that way, but I could if I could just be my mental state. See, sometimes it's just a mental state, and that some people just need to be loved, need to be understood.
Right.
So we need some more love in the church, more understanding in the church, more compassion in the church, instead of being so judgmental. I believe that was in my heart. I believe
in
my heart. Because you know what?
Right.
I've been there where I know that people judge me wrong. People, Satan can always plant a seed in somebody to become your hater and make you feel like you are nothing. So I always want people to feel that they're loved. When you encounter me, I want to love on you like Christ would love on you. Tell you when you're wrong, but love in a loving sense. And that's what we need in the body of Christ. We need the body of Christ. There's too many
people really do.
Burdened in the body of Christ. And you know what? There's some stuck up people in the body of Christ. I know you might be mad at me. It's okay. But they think now, because my name is apostle, because my name is bishop, because my name is this, it's not in the title. Because after all and everything is said and done, if God is not going to ask you about your title, he's going to want to know about that love walk. Because everything else going to fade away. And say his word
everything.
And love. Charity going to stand. Because God so loved the world that he gave his only
begotten
God is love.
Yeah.
God is
love. Yes, he is. Yes, he is love. And that's what, you know, that's what God is just, you know, talking about in this hour, you know, especially in this hour. You have people who are really hungry for the word of God. And what I do, I encourage people, you know what I mean? I try to encourage, listen, I can't do all of this for you. I can help you get to that place that you are desiring to get to. But you're going to have to do
right.
some things. You know, you're going to have to get in the Word of God. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to call on God. It's okay for us to be prayer partners. It's okay for me to intercede for you. It's okay for me to teach you. It's okay for me to lay hands on you when God tells me to do so. But you have to do something yourself. You have to build a personal relationship with Jesus Christ for yourself.
Hallelujah.
You have to. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, sometimes, you know, when it gets to that point where we have to kind of whip some folks, hey, if we don't whip you, God's going to whip us, and I'm not having it. That's all I'm saying.
And you're whooping them with love. You're not doing it.
It's with love. Exactly. It's with love.
You want
right.
to get from point A to point B to point C.
Exactly.
So I'm going to give you tough love. There's nothing wrong
right,
with tough love.
Right.
Because tough love is out of the heart so that you can move forward. It's cool with
right.
that.
Right. Exactly.
I love tough
exactly.
love.
But when we think about, you know.
Love about my book. You just gave me some tough love about my book.
Yeah. See, and the thing of it is, you know, when we think about souls, when you think about so many, you know, and I'm just saying for what I think about how many people are leaving this earth every day, and I say
every
this a
day.
Lot because this is what God wants me to remind the people. Everybody that leaves here is not going to heaven. They're simply
no.
not. I don't care how many jump up and downs we did in church. Everybody that leaves here is
you
not going to heaven, and things are happening so very fast, and if we don't get our eyes and our mind and our thoughts focused on Jesus Christ, we're going to be in trouble because we have got to get this thing together. Listen, we can't just continue to feed our bodies of physical food. We have got to eat the Word of God for ourselves, and that way when we eat the Word of God for ourselves, those things that we encountered back in the day, what mama did, what daddy did, what uncle did, you know, what whoever did, what the boyfriend did, all of those things, what we did to ourselves, you know what I'm saying? We won't
yes.
we will no longer let those things hold on to us because we will understand every time we get in the Word, God shows us in His Word that we can be healed if we just trust Him. We won't have to be filled
that's
with
right.
anxiety all the time. We won't have to lay
that's
down
right.
at night and be worried about every single thing. You know what I mean? I went through that, and it was so nerve-wracking. I'm telling you, I took my wig off, and I had about 20 gray hairs because I was worried, and I was like, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. If I get gray hair, it's because it's my time, not because I'm worried about nothing. And so we have got to lay all of that stuff down. And let the Lord deal with it. You know what I mean? I mean, let Him just deal with us because we can talk.
Can I just say this?
Yes, 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 yes.
One of the things that I in our ministry is that we have to be fully persuaded. We got to be
mm-hmm.
fully persuaded that God loves us enough that He gave His Son for us, that there's nothing He won't do for us. See, we got to be like
right.
Abraham. Abraham was fully persuaded. I don't think we get to be fully persuaded. Our faith does not hold ground until we are fully
mm.
persuaded that God's word is true. Nothing
yes.
can separate us from the love of Christ.
Nothing.
When you have a
nothing.
Love relationship with God, when He's your lover, you don't have to worry. You don't have to stay up and say, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
We just got to trust Him. I'm
right.
fully persuaded.
Fully
that
persuaded,
God loves me.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
fully persuaded. So, that's my new thing. I'm fully persuaded.
Yes, I'm fully
and when
persuaded.
You're fully persuaded,
yes.
you're going to be all right. See, no more
that's
worries
right.
because you can't change anything. What God
right.
requires of us is relationship. As long as you can.
Yes.
Listen, I see you and your husband, and I know that we got to end soon. I see in you and your husband. You love on your husband. Your husband loves on you. That's how God is want to be with us. He wants to love on
yes.
us, and we love on Him. And when we are fully persuaded that He is true to His word and that He loves us, we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay.
Amen.
We are
Amen.
Really, we're going to be okay. So it's healing time, everyone. You guys on the line, you know, and even those who come behind us and listen to the recording, you know, Lovey, we thank you so much for joining us today. And we stand in agreement. We want you to understand that God is love. And when you come to him, you know, don't try to fix yourself. You can't fix yourself.
That's
we
right.
can't fix ourselves. It's God
no.
who can take care. We are the clay, and He is the potter. And so we want to encourage you today to whatever it is that's
yes.
going on in your life, wherever you've been, whatever you've done, you know, give it to the Father. He is the one who
Amen.
Heals. He is the one who restores. He is the one who delivers. There is purpose in you. You are an overcomer, and you have to see yourself as an overcomer. So we want to thank you guys for joining in on the line today. Love it. I love you. We'll see you guys again. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We God bless you. We'll see you guys again on next Monday.
You.
This is Prophetess Carolyn with His Heart Speaks Radio broadcast. You guys be blessed. God bless you. We love you. And make sure you guys share this recording.
You.
We'll see you next time. Amen.
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 All right. Bye-bye.
Amen.